Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
but we're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd.
Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. From a black perspective, an urban podcast, I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by. The messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
I'm doing hormonal exercises, vocal exercises. We gonna cut that out. I'm doing vocal exercises so I can sing that. But before we go into the show, let me say these names: Micaiah Bryant, Andrew Brown, Dante Wright, and all this happened after we thought we had a moral victory. Well, we got a moral victory, but they let us know that means nothing. Hey, listen, good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. I've got the crew standing by. They're locked and loaded verbally. We're ready. We're anxious. Let me watch what I'm saying here. All of a sudden, I'll be podcasting. All I hear is, but here, we're verbally ready to talk to you this evening about a few issues that might get a little loud. And you know what? Loud is what the fuck we do. Hey, good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing tonight? How's the crew?
Good, my brother.
Everybody good?
Yep. I'm good.
Okay. All right, anyway, listen, I got some shit on my mind, man, that I want to talk about. And one of the things that puzzles me, again, it puzzles me after we already swore Biden-Harris team in. They already moved their shit into the White House, okay? But they got their shit in there. They got the pictures on the wall and everything. Do you know they still fucking counting votes in Arizona? Come on, man. At what point do you say, uncle motherfucker? I mean, come on. This shit got to be over sometime. How the hell? Somebody help me. Somebody tell me how we still counting votes in Arizona. Anybody?
They still pushing that lie. They're pushing that lie.
Yeah, okay. But my thing is, my thing is, if it's over and it's done, and they got, like a special meeting, how they're going to do what they're going to do. It's not like, hey, we're going to do this out in the open. This is a Republican-only event. And they going to go in there and find fairness. For real?
You know it's not going to be fair.
Well, I mean, but my thing is, okay, what the fuck, what's the end game? Okay, so what, you do go in there. What, you're going to start turning over? No, it's not going to happen that way. Supreme Court, they already shut that ass down. I just can't really imagine why we as a nation, I mean, what the fuck could be so bad that, okay, you lost. Pack your shit up and do like every other political loser. Get out the way or go back and regroup, put off your retirement, and then run for president again. Oh, shit, that was some personal shit I put in there. But anyway, go back. Yeah, that shit just flew right in. It just flowed with the conversation. But no, you go back and regroup and you come back again. Because there is no way. There is no law. There is no regulation. And again, when Donald Trump was president, he could pull this shit. He ain't got that kind of juice right now. Now, there's still a whole lot of motherfuckers out there that love him. I'm not saying that, but they don't love him on that like that. They not with him like that no more. Would you agree with that? Some of the shit he had him do before, if he asked him to do that right now, I don't think they'll do it.
But some then why is it being done? So some of them are still with him enough to do that.
Oh, yeah, he got a lot. Yeah, there's a whole lot of people out here who want to see only one race of people in America. And everybody else worked for him. So, I mean, there's a lot, but he ain't got that kind of power that he had when the president, because for whatever reason, you know, he's a president and he can get shit done for you as a crooked congressman, I'm saying. So I don't think he's got that kind of juice anymore. He's still got
I think it's not just him. It's just the Republican Party, period. They don't have any ideas anymore. I mean, they have nothing to bring to the table. This is what they have to do now. They have to lie and cheat. They see where, I mean, you know, going forward, this is what they're going to have to do in order to try to stay in power. They're going to have to lie and cheat, period.
Well, but
they
have no
ideas. They can't. This is what it's come down to for them, unfortunately.
That's nothing
new
for them.
This is what
they
have to do.
They've always lied and cheated. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Not to this kind of extreme. You know, they realize. You know, the world, this country has turned into a melting pot now. You know, they're no longer. Going to be the white majority the way they were in the past. This country is a melting pot now. They've run out of, they have no ideas. So they, you know, this is what they have to resort to now, you know.
Exactly.
And yes, this is just the bottom line for them.
Exactly.
It's sad, but true.
That's correct.
Well, my thing, again, I would love to be in a position that, I got so much fucking money. That money ain't the problem no more. Now I just want to own shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So even if you're not the majority anymore, your money's so long that it wouldn't matter who's over here. Your lifestyle don't change any.
Well,
it's about the power.
It's about being
in control and being in power.
That's what Scarface said. First you get the money, then you get the power.
Then you get the kunta, man. You get the kunta. Don't forget the kunta, goddammit.
And they need that or else they won't be getting none.
I mean, but again, it's just sometimes when you think about the money, the unequitable distribution of wealth in this country and those who have, oh boy, do they fucking have. You've got enough that you will never be able to spend it. Just imagine, we're talking about the unequitable distribution of wealth in this nation. There are people in this nation, man, that them, their families, and maybe one more generation could never spend all the fucking money they got, man. But you got that money. I would love to know what it's like to have too much money. But then again, no, I wouldn't. Because that must be some, I don't know what the fuck that is. But If that's what it is with the unequal distribution of wealth, they just want to now it's all about power. I'm sorry, I almost got off track there. Now it's all about power. Money ain't the issue no more. We got all that. We just want to own shit, own countries, own people.
No, we
want to
keep.
Why don't you just live?
We want to stay in control so that we can keep the money, because what will happen is finally justice is going to prevail. And like a lot of those tax breaks, they don't get them anymore. And you know how some people, if you got $100 and you spend one, you start to worry because you now only have 99. And that's what they're afraid of, that things will balance out. And then they look at it, and instead of all those years of them robbing everybody else, they look at it now as we're robbing them. And they want to, they'll fight to the bitter end to hold on to that mighty dollar.
You know, right now, Biden has an approval rating that's well over 50%, you know, and that's, I mean, according to what Trump was trying to say, that wasn't going to happen, but it is happening. Unemployment is down, you know, the stock market is doing good. You know,
when did Trump
get the vaccine?
When did he ever say anything that was real, though? If you think about it,
I'm saying this was the fear that he was trying to perpetuate into everyone, that if Biden, you know, became president, the stock market was going to go down, unemployment was going to rise. He was trying to put that fear into everyone, but it didn't happen. In fact,
but
it's
you
just
know what,
the opposite.
The
and
fear
and
still,
his approval rating
the fear
is,
still,
is
the fear is still there, though.
The fear is there. You know why the fear is there?
But if you look at his approval rating, his approval rating is like I said, it's over 50%. And
okay,
that's kind of unheard of for president.
Joe Biden
for
came into office. Joe Biden came into office, and I'm sorry, that old man doing his thing, son. I'm sorry. That right now, again, this shit going to catch up, but he's going to have to start making some tougher decisions down the road. But right now, he putting shit back to where shit can so people can see, okay, we ain't there, but I could kind of see us getting there. So I got mad. And somebody told me the other day, looking at Joe Biden from back in the day to now, they said them 8 years he spent with Barack.
Yes,
Barack
indeed.
Must have screwed that ass, yo. Huh?
Yeah. And plus, you remember what he said, though.
Because he saw all the mistakes and things that how Obama got hemmed up on a lot of things. And I think that really helped him with his presidency in terms of what to do, what not to do.
I think what helped him is he realized he was down and out and didn't stand a chance. And then black people came to his rescue, and that shit touched his heart. You heard him what he said. Black people, I ain't going to forget you. I ain't going to forget you. That shit touched his heart because he was down and out.
I mean,
he didn't stand a chance.
It was a combination of things. Like I said, it was a lot of things that he saw how Obama got hemmed up with a lot of things in terms of how his presidency went. And he's not making those same mistakes.
Well,
now, I don't think mistake is the correct word. Barack taught him some shit now, but
What I mean by that is, allow me to explain what I mean by that. In terms of when Obama was doing things, he said he was telling Obama, you need to let the people know what you're doing. Obama did not want to do that. Okay, he did not want to do that. Biden is not making that same mistake. He's putting it out there, letting the people know what he's doing. Okay, Obama and Biden is trying to do a bipartisan thing, but if the Republicans ain't working with him, he's rolling right over them and doing what he has to do. Obama didn't do that.
They see, they can't come at Joe because Joe is the same fucking color as them. So it's only so much that they can come at him. If Obama did anything any different than what he would have done, nothing would have gotten done.
They
fought him and gridlocked him on anything, so nothing got done anyway. Research, brother. Things got done, but a lot more could have gotten done, but they was blocking him on a lot of stuff.
Okay, we're not going to sit
here and compare Joe to the man.
No, we're not going to do that, y'all. We're going to stop that, okay? Because Joe ain't ready yet. That's like comparing, but I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying. But as I transition, because I don't want to go back into the political podcast arena that we spent, 3 years in messing around with 45 ass. But Joe, one thing I will say for Joe, so far, he damn sure delivering on that word. I ain't forgot about y'all. I got you niggas, yo. He ain't put it like that, but that's what he meant. I got you niggas, all right? And he said, and he looked at the camera and said, and you know I mean that in the coolest form. In fact, I mean that so much. I do. I believe he somewhere inside his heart say, I believe that so much that I'm about to put my vice president, old district attorney ass, background into helping me clean up these rotten, crooked-ass police officers that seem to have a thirst to kill black or people of color. That's what I'm saying. I find that like I don't know what the fuck to say anymore about it, man. It's just like again, I don't give a damn how many, what the number is. I ain't with that. It's only 1%. Oh, fuck that. It's a whole lot more. But for whatever that number is, that's just got to be a sickness. You go to work with the sole purpose of, if you get a chance to shoot somebody of color, you're going to take that. That's fucked up. There ain't no fixing that. Now, there ain't no fixing that. No sooner than we get the verdict of guilty on all three counts for the George Floyd murder, Ohio, California, and North Carolina, or was that Minnesota? I'm sorry, have killed unarmed black folk. You got three more murders since the conviction. I mean, so somebody help me here. What the fuck are we supposed to do? How do that black parent, how do you have that talk with your kid now? If you pulled over by the police officer, I mean, what the fuck? What do I tell you? It don't matter if you sit still. You still got a 50% chance of leaking or getting wet, getting shot. It doesn't matter if you raise your voice. Okay, now the percentage just went up to maybe 65. But no matter what happens, if you are a black male in this country, when the police pull you over, I guarantee your... somebody got me? When the police pull you over, I guarantee your whole life changed. Would anybody disagree with that?
No disagreement.
Okay,
I do have a question though.
Yes.
One of those incidents, was the situation where the police were called out because there was some kind of altercation, there was a fight.
Okay, we talk about the teenager in Ohio, right?
Correct.
Micaiah Bryant.
Correct. Now,
okay.
Could we just unpack that? Stop that for a minute and unpack that for a minute?
Sure we can.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that situation was where they were called out because there was some type of altercation between some females were fighting, correct?
Right. Yes.
And when the cop pulled up, and this is my understanding. If I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. When the cop pulled up, he pulled up right in the interim of this particular female, the one that got shot, she was about to stab the other one, correct?
Right.
So what is everyone's take on that?
So here's my thing. Cops pulled up. They out there fighting. And she got the knife in her hand. But I'm sorry. I spent 38 years in the military, most of it combat arms, and I'll leave it right there. When I look at that picture, I see the knife in her hand. I'm seeing you not even in a slicing motion the way you hold the knife. Now, don't get me wrong. And, yes, I think that police officer probably should have had that same skill set. So when I look at that, and you got to understand, when you take everything away, and look at it, it's a little different, but still, I don't give a fuck. That's just excessive use of force. If you have to take him to trial and try to try him for murder, you're not going to get that, because she did have a weapon. But there's no reason, I think he should have a goddamn desk job for about till he retire, and if he missed one phone call, then he have to find a new job. Because even though she had that knife, and when I see that, I'm sorry, I got to ask myself, I know the guy got his vest on. Why you just ain't run your ass over there and charge her and direct her ass to the ground? Well, and for all you know, it is they black, pull out my service piece and put lead in her? Is that what, that's all the goddamn training we got for police officers these days?
Well, I guess I'm looking at this in terms of now of the female that she was about to use that knife on. If that were your daughter or your sister or whatever that she was about to use that knife on, then
now,
what?
See, now, okay, if anybody else want to take that question before I go in on it, because
I'm not justifying anything.
Right.
I'm just
okay.
Asking the question.
Okay.
If that was your sister, your daughter, your auntie, your friend, your whatever that could have possibly been in that position that were about to be stabbed, how would you have wanted that to be handled?
I'm going to say this, and I really do mean this. Hold on. I'm going to say this. I got to answer this two ways. I got to answer this one as a father. I don't care if you scratch my daughter, you should die. Okay? That's as a father. I don't care what you bump into my daughter and she can't get you back, you should die. That's from a father. But as a parent, just an individual, okay, if we have to weigh this out, and we don't know if your daughter got stabbed or cut, but both girls are alive, is that a better situation? Now, again, we don't know.
And again, I'm not justifying anything. I'm just, like I said, I just wanted to unpack this to get everybody's, to get a feel for where, you know, other people's take on that. You know, from their point of view on the female that was about to be stabbed, how do you guys feel about that? If you were her parents, or if you were her sister or her brother, how do you feel about that?
Well,
what's your take on that?
Okay. I'm sure they glad. I can't say glad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wanted to hear what anybody else had to say about that. Anybody?
Well, I'm sure that those parents aren't happy, because again, there's another girl dead. But I'm sure that they're glad their daughter is okay. And that's only natural, because, again, if you ask a parent, would it be better that your daughter got cut but both girls are alive, they may not say, yeah, that's cool right away. I don't want no harm coming to my seed, man. None. I don't give a fuck
it is. At the end of the day, it would have been ideal for both of them to walk away from that. That would have been ideal.
Yes.
That would have been perfect.
Yes.
That would have been perfect for, you know, at the end of the day, for both of them to have walked away. Absolutely. But that's not what happened. So we already know that. But I'm just asking everybody here on this call right now, what is their take as far as the point of view of the other female that was possibly in the process of getting stabbed? How do they feel about that?
Well,
that was their sister, their daughter, or whatever, that could have possibly been stabbed had that cop not intervened the way he did. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that if he did
not? Go ahead,
Mester. If he didn't do what he did and she got stabbed and that was your sibling, your sister, your brother, and he let that go down, if he tased her and it didn't really take or didn't stop her and she went ahead and stabbed her, how would you have felt about that?
After the fact, but I mean, just to at least try. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because from what I've seen, he pulled up, took a step, and shot her. You know what I'm saying? So what I seen was it was real quick. He didn't try anything else. Now, as far as my sister getting stabbed, no, I don't want that to happen. But they was just fighting over some bullshit. I mean, I want one of them to get their ass whipped, but I don't want anybody to die. So, but try something else first. I mean, because if you try something, let's say you tried to stun her and that didn't work. That she was a big girl. It wasn't like she was getting up real quick. You still had time to shoot her.
You get your ass, from where you was, okay, you run your ass over there with that body armor on and you bring that girl. Because now, wait a minute, don't get me wrong. Was it about, 25 feet away?
No, she was on the sidewalk part. He pulled up. It was going around the car. So, you know, on the sidewalk where the grass is at?
I got you.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, that separates the sidewalk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's where
so
she
I'm
was
saying,
at.
He can get there in about, he could have ran his ass over there and tried something.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
By the time he pulled his gun out, he could have been there.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
But
okay,
no, I wouldn't. I think I'd have been mad if my sister got cut, but it's acceptable to the point, you know what I'm saying, to the point that at least somebody didn't die. Now, if he beat the shit out of her and all
that,
what's that?
When you use hindsight and look at that, you're right. But again, like I said earlier, man, if that's my seed out there, I don't want to scratch on him. And again, when it comes right down, I mean, that's my first parental thought. But then when you just calmer, cooler heads prevail. Yeah, if both girls get to go home under any circumstances, that would have been better. But here's my thing about that police officer. And here's my thing about the policing in general. That's not how they fucking do it when it's other people. It's not like that all the time. See, that's my
absolutely.
Problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, again, if that's what they do, then that's what they do. But that's not what they do. And I hate to say this or keep saying this. There are too many fucking mass shootings. People get to fucking go to trial. Ain't nobody bringing these people out of these buildings in no fucking body bags. But for the sides of occasions. And again, they can say what the fuck they want to say. It's that internal fear of people of color. And I want to say this, and I don't want to bite my tongue with it. If you have that internal fear of people of color, why don't you find something else to fucking do? Don't put yourself in a position where you're duty
right,
bound
right.
to help somebody you're not going to help. Don't do that. And if you do it, then you get what you get behind it. You go to prison.
Baby
I mean,
boy,
for not doing
baby
it.
Baby boy, you on the phone? Is baby boy in the line?
No, we got OG out here. What's going on, OG?
Nothing.
Okay.
I just registered to get a home shot at the court.
Yeah, against her?
Huh?
You just what?
Registered to get the home visit for the COVID ID thing. To get my injection. My vaccine.
Oh, gee, how you just gonna break off in the middle of conversation?
Uh-huh.
We talk about police officers killing people.
No, you asked me, how was I doing? Listen, let me reference this a minute, please.
Go ahead, my brother.
I understand your indignation, and I am just as appalled.
Okay.
But I have a serious problem, and I spoke with my daughter about this earlier. Where is our indignation when there's drive-by shooting? We had a drive-by shooting over the weekend where a three-year-old boy was shot and killed in his house, and there's nobody on the street. And I submit to you, honestly, that until we get justice pissed off about us killing one another like this, The system really don't give a damn.
Yep. Yep.
And that's
I feel what you're saying. I don't agree with that. If there's black on black crime, that should not be not saying you said it's okay, but that should not be like a way out saying, well, you're killing yourselves.
I am not saying it's a way out. I am not saying it's a way out.
No, and I understood that. Yeah, I understood that.
I firmly believe this, that until we get just as indignant, most of society won't get a dead how many of us the cops kill. Because to them, I would think the movement is hypocritical. Murder is murder. I don't give a damn if you're white, black, pink, or purple. You're dead. It's violent. And whether
yeah,
we
but it matters
it
how
cops,
I got dead, though.
If you're an innocent bystander and you get killed, that doesn't affect you? Come on.
No. I'm saying it matters how it happened, though. Now, again, if you're an innocent bystander and you catch a bullet, right? Yeah, you dead. Dead is dead. But if you're an innocent bystander and you catch a knee to your neck, still just as dead. But does that make a difference? Sure, that makes a big difference.
I submit to you, sir, that until we make them just as evil, if we make one just as bad as the other, there'll be no reconciliation. I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
Let me tell you about my philosophy about that vicious cycle that when you say a cycle around what you said. When you said until it matters to us, it ain't going to matter to them, we've been trained for it not to matter to us. Through generations of if you do it to each other, the penalty ain't as hard. That's generations of brainwashing. So my thing is wrong and you're right. But the fact that I wouldn't care if every black person took a gun out and shot every other black person, and I'm just using this as an example. That still don't make it right for police to kill unarmed people of color.
I am not.
And it makes it wrong. That is it.
My point does not justify either one of them.
Right.
If you take it that way, then so be it. But my point doesn't justify.
No. But see, there's a difference, though, OG. And the difference is, as a police officer, I mean, that's your job to protect and serve.
Yeah,
now, we just out here. If we out here gangbanging, that's a little different. But if you're a police officer, no. You got it. That's your job.
No. We have to change that thinking. We have to say that my life matters to my own people as much as it should matter to white folks.
But listen, bro, I'm definitely on board with that. Oh, and I believe that. That's how I live my life. I understand that. But I'm simply saying, but that don't change the other side, and that don't balance that other side out. That's all I'm saying.
I am not saying it changes anything. I didn't say that. And okay. If you took that from my angst, then you're wrong. If that's what you think if that's how you think I feel, then you're wrong, because I don't.
No.
All I'm saying is the taking of a
feel.
Life.
All right, I got listen.
The only difference is policeman, the cop does it under color of law. That's the only damn difference.
I think that if a police officer is to protect and serve, that's a big difference than people out there gangbanging. Now, again, end result, is dead. But you know what? When I got a problem in my neighborhood, or I'm driving down the street and somebody pulled me over on the traffic stop, well, if I get pulled over, this is a police officer, I should be able to show my license, registration, and then take my ass to the house. If I pull over and it's a gangbanger, well, see, I know what comes with that. So again, I look at that as a world of difference between just murder and being murdered by positions of authority or people who are sworn to protect or get paid to protect. That makes them hitmen, not police officers. You getting paid to just randomly kill people. And that's not right. And we got to stop and care about ourselves too. Don't get me wrong. But as
you
we learn, our learning curve should not be any kind of a measuring stick to how police officers police people of color.
Absolutely right. Never.
And you know, okay, but and we talk about people of color being killed by police officers. Now, in that case, there, like I said, in Micaiah Bryan, if they try that officer for murder, they're never going to convict that. But if you try him for excessive force, maybe.
Yeah.
Because if not, if that's all policing is today, you pull up on the scene, there's some shit out of hand. Somebody got a weapon, and again, depending on how scared your ass is, a weapon could be they got a shoe in their hand. Somebody got a weapon in their hand. To me, unless it's a gun, then I'm going in. I'm going to try something other than that. Now, if you got a pistol in your hand, now that was a pistol in her hand instead of a knife, and I know they say we always looking for other reasons, then I understand shooting. I really do. But that's not a pistol. And sometimes we have to, when you deal with that type of job, you have to be able to, you got to be able to discern, is this deadly? I know I need to use force, but do I need to use deadly force? And I'm sorry. I think with police officers on the job should have that kind of training. And if they don't, I think that's absurd.
I agree with you. I hope you're not thinking I'm justifying police shootings.
Oh no, not at all. No, I got what you were saying. We all got to make some changes here. We got to change how we look at each other, and they got to change. No, I think what you were saying, Triple OG. We good, man.
Okay,
but then we come right out of George Floyd situation, right? Then we go right to Andre Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You got my man Toledo in Chicago. Now, so you got Dante Wright. I mean, and this is just since the conviction. So now, let me tell you something. All the Ohio police officer, again, I think he used excessive force. So him being tried for murder, that's not going to happen, and nor should it happen. But I think there should be some kind of little reprimand from the department.
Oh, yeah, too.
And again, you ain't even got to be fired, man. You might have had an itchy finger because of the circumstances. You live to come to work another day. But I mean, again, maybe some de-escalation training. You ain't got to be fired, man, because there was a weapon involved in it. So, but again, I think that as a police officer, I think I got that vest on. Yes, young lady that she was holding. While I'm en route to you, I'm sorry you might get, and I'm not saying this cavalier. Please don't take it that way. You might get cut, but I'm going to wrestle her to the ground and get that out of there. We all going to be all right, and she going to go to jail instead of to the morgue.
I don't have a problem with your stand, that's all.
But you know what, though? I'm sorry, I started off talking about Dante, and I went back to Ohio, but think about that shit. Use your shoot me with a pistol thinking it's a taser.
Yeah.
See, now me personally, I gotta say this. I wanna pull her record ever since she had a pistol and a taser. And I wanna see how many times she pulled it. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if she never pulled either one of them, okay, I ain't leaning your way, but okay, I'm starting to think that, you know, with the right alibi and the sun and the moon and stars all lined up together, okay, I kind of see you.
I think a bigger problem with that woman is she was also a training officer.
Yes.
So my point, did she instill her thoughts into the young ones that were coming on that she was training? How many people did she train?
That's right. So she mentored how to confuse your pistol with your taser. that's just crazy, man. And again, excuse me, I would be remiss in my duty if we don't get from right over to Andrew on the ground. That's crazy. What they hitting with 10 shots? Okay. Down in North Carolina, they pull over the thing about Andre Brown, they won't release the tape. They won't release the body cam. They said in North Carolina, in their district, in order to see that footage, they need an order from the judge. The family haven't seen it.
They'll get in order.
I know that. I know they're going to get it. But I'm just saying. But why does it take so long? The EMS, one of the males said, "Be advised, EMS has one male, 42 years of age, shotgun to the back, You can't shoot somebody in the back unless you run up on them or they're running away from you. This is that excessive force. This is that, I don't give a damn if we scuffling out there. And don't get me wrong. I know that job as a policeman, I know that's some tough shit to do, man. But I'm sorry, man. It's some tough shit to do, but you know what? Being an Army Ranger is some tough shit to do. You try it, you can't do it, you go find something else to do. But if you stay there, then you got to get your ass up to speed. And getting up to speed is proper policing for everybody. I just get so furious when I keep hearing training. Fuck training. Police officers are very well trained. If the person is not of color, they exercise that training. And if that person is of color, they exercise that training also. What we need are different police regulations. That's what we need to do. And don't get me wrong, everybody talking about you taking power from the police. Well, you know what? They need to have power taken from them. Because they've abused that power, and it might be some, it might be one, it might be two, but enough have done it so that the entire police department gets a little stain on it. And you have police officers have way too much autonomy, authority, power over your life, man, to have people out there who don't want to do the right thing. You know, there's some jobs that you go into, you got to do the right thing. Yeah, and that's one of them. You know, like it's like being a priest. We won't use that. It's like being a preacher. We won't use that one either. there's just some jobs you got to be true to. I'm sorry. Most jobs, you got a little wiggle room in there for some bullshit. But there's some jobs, man, it either is. Like you a surgeon. You ain't got no wiggle room, man. When your ass get old and your hands get to shaking, don't kill people. Go find something else to do. And that's the same thing with police officers, man. If you're not going to do that shit right, get your ass off the force, man.
Some of them go there because of their bias.
Huh?
Some of them, I have no doubt, some of them become policemen because of their bias and use the color of law as a blanket.
Yes, and I'm just simply saying, don't take the job. But I'll say this, though, and I'm sorry, and I'll say this. If you take the job and you do what is happening, right, what is happening, you are blanketly killing people of color, then when you get caught, I believe, then you get caught.
Yeah, but the pay is good.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The pay, and don't get me wrong, I was going to be a state trooper when I first came out of the Marine Corps, but I just came off the active duty Marines, and back then in the 80s, state troopers had to live in the barracks, man. I wouldn't interview. I was getting ready to do it, but something about going back in the barracks, I was like, I can't do it. But I don't care. If I had been a New Jersey State Police, I'm sorry. If I got some people doing some crooked, shady, racial shit that I know of, I tell you what, I'm pretty sure we did dirt, don't get me wrong, but I'm that trooper that you know, look, if that shit gonna get anybody in trouble, don't do that shit around Kent, because he gonna tell on you, man. I think I would have been that trooper, I'm sorry. I don't know if I would have succumbed to peer pressure that says I'm gonna let you fuck over anybody. Not just people of color, anybody. If we want to stop, I'm not going to let you just beat the shit out of somebody white. No, that's not how we're going to do this. And I'm going to be known as that officer. And one thing I will, I go back to the George Floyd case. That was refreshing. Now, but it was dangerous. See, the danger part, nobody going to get to see but them officers who got their ass up on that stand. But you gotta draw a line in the sand, and I hope that the support in their precinct is strong enough that those who don't support what they do, those are the people who get ousted. But hey, let me ask my cast a question. What do you think we need to do as people of color? Or let me ask you another question. You driving down anybody, random question. You driving down the street, cop pull you over. What's your first reaction? Baby sis, what you going to do?
I make sure I got all my license, registration, and all of that. First of all, on the dashboard and everything where they can see it, I'm definitely not telling them I got a gun in the car. That's for sure.
Why not?
I'm not even getting into all of that with them. I'm not even doing it.
But see now, let me ask you a question though. Nobody can answer this but the person I ask it to. When you get pulled over, those lights light up. Do you think, first of all, I don't know what the fuck we might do as a traffic violation. Not maybe run a red light or something, but we ain't got no bodies in the car. So when that cop pull you over, there's a thought of, I wonder, is this going to end real bad? Does that cross your mind?
I don't think so.
No. I'm putting all my stuff on the dashboard, and I'm pushing the video button on my phone camera.
You ain't got to say no more. Okay. Thank you.
That's what I'm doing.
You ain't got to say no more. Okay. See, like, no, it ain't crossed my mind. It's been on my mind, and I got a plan.
Yep, I'm putting my hands on my steering wheel, and I'm going to let him come up to my window. And, yeah, I'm just going to see he's going to let me know why he stopped me, and we're going to take it from there. I'm going to answer whatever questions he asked me, and, yeah, that's that. That's how I'm going to do that.
Now, let me say, if I was to ask that same question to 90% of white America, that answer would have been different. Because, watch this, we used to always laugh and joke growing up. But everybody knew if a cop pulled you over and you were white, you felt obligated to give that cop the business. Why are you pulling me over? What's your badge number? And if you were there, you sitting back in like total fucking disbelief. But it happened, and probably the police officer gave the badge number, but that was some shit that you would never think about doing. That would never cross your mind.
Hell no.
And I can tell you, another thing. My husband, his windows are all tinted because we can do that out here. We can have tinted windows. What he does is if he's ever pulled over, he puts all his windows down. He does that so the cop is not intimidated because his windows are tinted. He puts his windows down so they can see that he has nobody in the back seat, so therefore they don't have to come up on his car with no guns drawn or anything like that. He automatically puts his back windows down.
And you know what? See, what's this? And again, don't get me wrong. I get why old boy do that. But if you ask an average white person that, they're not going through that. But again, we just program like that now because we understand.
He wants to live. He wants to live to see another day.
He wants to live
to see another day.
And let me tell you something. As my man say, let me tell you what makes that even more fucked up. Even if you do all that, your ass still got a possibility. That cop might have had a real fucked up stop before yours. Your ass still got a possibility of at least getting your ass beat.
That's very true. But again, because he already knows, he puts it down. So when you walk up on his car, you ain't got to feel like you got to try to draw your gun because you don't know if somebody in the back, or you got to feel intimidated or whatever. So you went in, and cops have told him that they appreciate the fact that he put his windows down. They've told him they appreciate that.
Yeah, I would appreciate that also. Don't get me wrong. But again, I, as a person, I shouldn't have to do that. But I appreciate, I shouldn't have to, but we understand because we got that melanin in our skin, it is necessary for us to do that.
We do what we must. Live to see another day? You got to do what you
got to
do.
To my podcast audience that are policemen, I gotta tell you a good cop story. We gonna balance this shit out because I don't want to get pulled over for doing a 26 and a 25. But I gotta do no shit. A good cop story. When I first moved out here from Jersey, I was out in a little town called Pickerington, and we talking 99, 2000. It was still kind of cool to drink and drive. It was getting serious, but not real, real serious then. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming home. I'm out here in Ohio. I'm hit. They light me up. Woo, woo, woo. They pull me over. Yo, my man asked me for my license and shit. I mean, I wasn't that drunk. Speech was a little slurred, but I was still driving. He asked me for my license. He seen the community that I lived in. Oh, it's a cop car. I didn't believe the shit till I got in my house. The other cop drove my car and took my ass. 1999. I sobered up, and when I got in the house, I swear, I tried to call everybody and tell them, man, look at here. I made it, man. I made it. And the only thing that fucked that whole story up for me is I started to think there are people in life, because of the color of their skin, get to get this shit like this on a regular. And it messed it all up. It did, because when that happened to me, because I lived in that community, the police chief, they showed me like mad love, yo. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't drunk, but I guess they said, you close enough that we ain't going to show you that much love and let you drive home. But they got my ass home. I was like, you know what? That's my positive cop story forever. Forever. Shit. Buster, you fuck with the Pickerington police around me, I'm coming to their rescue because I still owe them jokers, man. That's how we going to do that. But I hope, I don't live there no more. I hope they not fucked up. I hope Pickerington cops are pretty cool. But, yeah, they show me, like, mad love. So that's my good cop story for the day. Anybody else got a good cop story? Nobody? Don't nobody have a good conversation.
Well, I just told you how, you know, like I said, they were appreciative that he put his windows down because, you know, again, that gave them a level of comfort to know that, you know, there was no problem or no issue like that.
Yeah, they had to be concerned about. Okay. I've got a guest caller from 201 area code. Would you like to say anything?
At this time, I want to plead the fifth.
Call me with a 900 number, man. Where you at? Why your phone number is 900-888-1969?
Why you asking so many questions?
He said, you on a podcast or you a detective?
Maybe you need to go out to the parking lot and get a tug.
But listen, folks, Black America, we got a long way to go. We do. And again, I don't give a fuck how anybody think we sound on this show. But one thing I want to say on this show, we stand tall, we stand strong, and it is with the support of everybody. Not only will this equality come across or come around, but that's the only way this is going to be that better place to live. And it can be that better place to live for everybody. There's enough shit here to go around two or threefold. Everybody can have they feel, and everybody can have they feel. Hey, before we get ready to go on out of here, let's get out of here with some closing remarks, man. Give me something you think that black people need to do. Give me about 30 seconds. Baby Sus, what can black people do, man, to stop the violence?
As far as what, when they're pulled over?
Yeah, as far as the police, what can we do? We can't protest no more because you protest. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'll save that for another show. What can we do to stop the violence?
Well, I mean, we definitely have to learn how to communicate better with these cops when we're pulled over. I just think, you know, the situations are so confrontational, and we just have to learn how to, and the cops too also have to learn how to communicate, but it just goes left so quick. And, you know, who's right, who's wrong? I mean, we could debate that all day, but it just goes left so quick.
Yeah.
So we just definitely have to learn how to communicate. I mean, it just goes left so quickly.
OG, talk to me.
Yeah.
What can we do, OG, to make it better?
I think they should institute psychological evaluations frequently. Especially among old timers, because I think the longer they're there, the more. What else was the word? The more they care less about people.
Oh.
I think
Nurse Carmen. What can we do, Nurse Carmen? Nurse Carmen, okay, brother Messenger. Hey, baby, bro. Take us home. Tell me what can we do as black people, man, to get about this shit, man.
Take transit.
New Jersey or Long Island?
Yeah, wherever you at. You ain't never heard
That's
about nobody getting shot on the bus, did you? Black out.
Huh?
You never heard anybody getting shot on the bus, black out?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know what you were talking about. Okay, when you said mass transit, I thought you meant we get on the mass transit and just get out of here. You mean go where you got to go, like they do in New York City. Okay, that sounds crazy, but I get it, though. Got to stop you from being pulled over.
There you go. And most importantly, when you're dropping off drugs and stuff, don't drive a car that has tinted windows, and for God's sake, wait till you finish your ride before you start smoking. Ain't nothing like getting your ass locked up when they pull you over and you put down your tinted windows and like a Cheech and Chong movie, that smoke just hit him in his face.
That's what you leave us with. Hey, listen.
Hey, no, before you go.
I think this is Nurse Carmen. I think we should come from a place of love. Love one another and do things with love, and maybe a lot, half of this stuff wouldn't happen. Hopefully more.
Okay. I got you, sir. But listen, hey, this is okay. Co-producer. And I appreciate you hanging out with the Addict tonight. Again, we're still trying to talk about or get some meaningful dialogue, man, on what society needs to do for these senseless killings, man. Then again, we talked about five people dead tonight, four, and only one of them might bear some semblance of, okay, not a homicide, but over aggressive force. Only one of them.
Hold on. Is it me, or do it seem like a lot more black people now is getting shot than before? It used to be once every other month. Now it's like 1 or 2 a week.
You're right. You're right.
Hey, but listen,
no.
Folks. We gotta land the mothership. So I appreciate you hanging out with us, and we'll be back next Monday night. Peace, love, and
peace.
No, let's say goodnight, Cass.
Peace.
Goodnight, Cass.
I'd just like to say to the man in the wheelchair that stole my camouflage jacket, you can hide, but you can't run.
Good night, young boy.
Good night.